This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says the United States and Mexico have reached a signed agreement on immigration, and the tariffs scheduled to be implemented on Monday are indefinitely suspended. Writing on Twitter, the president said that Mexico, in turn, has agreed to take strong measures to stem the tide of migration through Mexico and to our southern border. This is being done to greatly reduce or eliminate illegal immigration coming from Mexico and into the United States. Trump had threatened to implement tariffs against all products coming from Mexico beginning Monday. The tariffs would have started at 5% and risen each month until reaching 25% by October. The tariffs were not popular with American business people and companies who rely on trade with Mexico, and with some members of the president's own Republican Party. Earlier, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he wanted to avoid confrontation with the U.S. government and to stay friends with President Trump. Ethiopia's prime minister urged courage as he met Friday with Sudan's ruling generals and opposition leaders in an attempt to ease the political crisis that has gripped Sudan since the overthrow of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. Abiy Ahmed conferred with the ruling Transitional Military Council, including TMC Chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan. Later, he met with leaders of the Forces for Freedom and Change, a coalition of political groups whose protests helped drive Bashir from power. Talks on a civilian-led transition to democracy fell apart this week after a deadly raid by security forces on a protest camp. The opposition says 113 people were killed. The government says 61. This is VOA News. The United States and Russia accused each other of unsafe actions on Friday after an American guided missile cruiser and a Russian destroyer came within 50 meters of each other in the Philippine Sea. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
Naval officers say the Russian destroyer put the safety of the USS Chancellorsville and its crew at risk, forcing it to reverse all engines at full throttle to avoid a collision. A helicopter that was operating at sea was preparing to land on the Chancellorsville at the time when the Russian boat, traveling behind the US ship, speeded up and approached as close as 50 to 100 feet. For its part, the Russian military is accusing the American ship of making a dangerous maneuver by crossing the path of the destroyer craft. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The Trump administration has placed new sanctions on Iran, targeting the country's largest petrochemical company. The Treasury Department sanctioned the Persian Gulf Petrochemical Industries Company and 39 of its subsidiaries Friday. It said the company does billions of dollars of business with Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, a part of Iran's military that is in charge of the country's ballistic missile and nuclear programs. The new sanctions come as the Trump administration seeks to increase economic and military pressure against Iran. The University of Alabama is giving back more than $26 million to a philanthropist 1 week after he called on students to boycott the school over Alabama's new abortion ban. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Chancellor Finis E. St. John says the rejection had nothing to do with Hugh Culverhouse Jr.'s stand on the abortion law.
Donors do not dictate the administration of the University of Alabama.
The sign at the Alabama Law School with Culverhouse's name was quickly removed. Hugh Culverhouse says the state of Alabama is only reinforcing its reputation as the land of the backward, full of hicks.
What are you teaching the students at that law school? What are you teaching them about the Constitution? What are you teaching them about citizens' rights?
What does Culverhouse take from this experience?
You can express yourself unless we don't like it.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The government's latest job report showed the pace of hiring slowed last month, AP's Matt Small reports.
U.S. employers added just 75,000 jobs in May, and while the unemployment rate remains at a near 50-year low of 3.6%, Gus Fauché, the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, calls that disappointing.
Not only did we see weak job growth in May, but we also saw a downward revision to job growth in both March and April. So this was a soft report.
He says the sluggishness is an indication of a confidence problem.
AP's Matt Small. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.